I'm actually going to use an example that a farmer in the Central Sands shared with me earlier this year. His dad bought land in that area. I want to say it was back in the 50s or 60s. And at that point, there wasn't a lot of irrigation in that space. And so that land was only worth the dollar number he gave me was about $3 an acre. And I'm wondering if maybe it was 300, but you get the sense of it wasn't a whole lot. Today, that land at fair market value is closer to $10,000 an acre. Because his father is still holding that land, his basis, what he paid was that either $3 or $300 an acre. But if he were to sell it tomorrow, he would be taxed on the difference between $10,000 and that original purchase price. And he'd be looking at probably about a 20% tax rate on that. So paying about 20% of that difference into the federal government. It's a pretty significant chunk of change.